Yeah, you have a disc. We used to have the old horse-drawn disc before we went to using tractors, but there were not too many people that used them because it took four good mules or horses to pull a 6-foot double disc.
Let me ask you, after you got the cotton planted and in the ground, what did you have to do to it?
Well, the first thing we did was what we call barn it off. We'd take a turning plow that threw the dirt one way and put a defender on the side and let it down to where the overflow of the dirt from that plow wouldn't be enough to cover the cotton, but it would shuffle dirt in around it and cover that little young crop of grass that was gathered up around the stalk.
What month would you be doing that in?
Well, you'd start your cultivation just as soon as that cotton came up. It'd be around the 20s. It depend on how warm the ground was as to how quick it come up. And the sooner you could bar it off after it come up and got it sided up, the less likely you were to get in the grass. Because we didn't use any chemicals back then. We fought that grass with the plow and the hoe.
What did you do after that then?
Well, you had that cotton to side. I would usually side my cotton, run the middles about twice in order to get extra dirt to build up around. You wanted the pyramid cotton in order to make the squares that were damaged by the weevils roll down into the center of that middle where the hot sun could hit them, or if it rained, it would cover those squares in that water.
What month would you be doing that in?
On until July. Mm-hmm. We'd be plying that cotton on until July. We'd lay by around the 4th of July, and those were called dog days then. From the time we laid by until we got the first bale of cotton, dog days is over.
What would you do? What would you do after that?
Well, after you got through with your laying your cotton by, you had a little leisure time there that you could maybe work on your fences or clean out in the corners of your fence lines so that if fire got out, it wouldn't get to your wire and burn the galvanneal off of it and ruin it. You clean off your fence lines and kind of dress the place up until time to start picking cotton.
When did you pick cotton? What month?
Well, they start off in picking cotton usually in September.
And then when would you finish usually?
And along about this season of the year would be really getting busy and picking cotton. Of course, there a lot of times the peanuts would have to come up during that cotton picking time. You'd have both of them to come off on you at the same time. Mm-hmm. But we always tried to divide it up to where we'd have some of the peanuts that come off at one time and some at another, so they'd be at least about 10 days apart, and it didn't work us so hard.
You mentioned grass in the cottonville. Was any name for that grass?
Well, we had the crab grass, we had the crowfoot grass, we had the water grass, and of course we had the coffee weeds and the coffee burrs.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned fences too. What kind of fences did you have?
Well, to begin with, we had rail fences. It was split out of the old original longleaf pine, poplar. Mm-hmm. Poplar made a fairly good rail. It would last for a number of years. You could build your 8 or 10 rail fence that would take care of most any type stock.
And how'd you build that rail fence?
It was built zigzag, like this. In other words, you get the center of your line and divide that rail to that center and work like that. You lay your worm, what we call a worm rail, was nothing but a round pine pole that went on the dirt first. And you run that and then you come back from your starting point over here and work out again, you see, until you run your fence up to your 8 foot. And wherever it dead end, why, most always on the pastures, the fence would just go all the way around and come back to your cattle barn